com.
Good morning. On St. John's County, 95 South at mile marker 314, we have a report of a broken down car. Looking at the traffic cams, not a lot of backup just yet. I-10 headed toward downtown, starting at Cassett. Traffic starts to build in 295 North on the ramp from State Road 9B to Bay Meadows Road. We are seeing traffic build there as well. It will be a cloudy day today, but we're not expecting a lot of rain, if at all. Our high will be 73. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 52. Right now, 51. Here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to delay the State of the Union address. President Trump delays the speaker's trip overseas. The latest NPR poll, President Trump gains 19 points with Latino voters during the border wall shutdown. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says smoking marijuana for medical use should become law.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
All right, we're going to take some calls. Good morning. 3 minutes after the hour, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Governor Ron DeSantis, I don't know if this is surprising here, Roger. Some people have been weighing in on this morning, especially through some of the emails. He sits back and says, hey, I'm going to do the will of the voters. And he's been consistent. If people want to light up when it comes to medical marijuana, if people want to light up, he says, let's do it. We had Barney Bishop on a few moments ago, and Barney says, I think the only people that should be lighting up are people that are terminally ill. So I guess my question is that, let's say the doctor says, okay, you're not terminally ill, but you got pain, you got certain things that you need to, that the medical marijuana could be beneficial to. Should they not be able to light up on that then?
Well, here's the thing. All the medical, if you want to call them that, ingredients in marijuana can be probably taken in a way that doesn't contaminate everybody else's breathing air. You know, even Barney mentioned this. There's edibles. I would imagine there are injections people can take. Maybe put it in a pill form. Why would you want to, contaminate what everybody else has to breathe? That's the question
I
have.
Well, but then again, you can only do it in certain areas. Right. So not everybody's going to be. I'm not supporting it. I'm just saying.
Okay, in the privacy of one's own home, but what about children who are living in that home?
That's a great question. But then again, how do you dictate that? I mean, what's next? You're going to come, you got a gun in your home? What's going on with that? What about if they drink beer?
Mm.
I understand where you're coming from. But then again, how do you bring the law into it? Let's go to Rosemary. Hey, Rosemary, thanks for waiting. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I work in a pain medicine clinic with a top-rated doctor in the state of Florida. I was not real comfortable with talking about this with the patients, and seeing how this operated. First of all, they're not going into a dispensary, and they're not getting loose and lighting, number one. And people have a misconception of that. What they are obtaining, they're obtaining pills, they're obtaining oils, and some of the oils don't even contain or have THC in them. That's just cannabis oil without it.
All right.
The doctor is regulating. They do not start them out the highest level of THC in a product. They go in it, they buy a product. There are probably 75 different products, but they fit it to the need of the patient. Now, I agree with you're talking about cancer patients. We have them, and they are trying to get off of opioids. They're trying to get off of oxy. They're trying to get off of methadone. It's not the meth that you talk about on the street. Methadone and meth is two different items. But what's happening is some of these people have no health insurance, and this gives them their ability to purchase this. They go to a doctor, they pay the fee, the doctor writes the script. Once they're sanctioned by the state of Florida, they have to go through the
Florida. All right, her phone was breaking in and out.
A lot of good information from what we have.
Yeah, I wonder what a lot of the cost could be for the medical marijuana.
I wouldn't imagine the insurance companies are giving you coverage for marijuana yet, or am I wrong?
Well, I don't know, but here's the question. Is this possibly down the road here that this is going to fall under state-run Medicaid?
I think eventually, yes.
Where the taxpayer's going to have to pay for this. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
but your heart has to go out with people who are suffering from terminal cancer and they cannot, or they're addicted to opioids right now, which has all these horrible side effects. And if they can take marijuana or some of the ingredients in it, in my thinking, in a way that doesn't contaminate everyone's air, then maybe that may not be as bad as it sounds.
Okay, my heart goes out for everybody for everything, but I have to deal with the logistics and what's in front of me. My saying is that I'm already gotten emails. Here's one from Keith. He says, wait a second, we're going to taxpayer funded for those that want to use medical marijuana. And then what happens if they don't continue to have health insurance? They go to a doctor, I'm going to have to pay for that as well. So, I mean, I understand what some people are saying here. 222-TALK 904-222-8255. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, let's get more into the news. As you know, Democrats are out there now apologizing for being too moderate, Roger. Remember the clip that we heard from Bill de Blasio? Hey, the moderates, the reason why the Democratic Party lost in 2016 is because they were too moderate. We got much more room to the left. Evidently, some are listening to them. Clip number, what do we got? Clip number 10, Peter Ducey reports on some of the presidential candidates that are apologizing for being too moderate-like against use of driver's licenses for illegal aliens, their former views of LGBT issues. Clip number 10.
Democrats who aren't yet darlings of their party's progressive wing get a do-over. Kirsten Gillibrand is one of the 2020 contenders reshaping more moderate moments from her past, like saying sorry for being so strongly against illegal immigration.
I was callous to the suffering of families who want to be with their loved ones, people who want to be reunited with their families.
Also apologizing, Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard for previously speaking out against gay marriage.
I regret the role that I played in causing such pain, and I remain committed to fighting for LGBT equality.
What's that one song by One Republic? It's too late to apologize.
Exactly.
It's too late. You got Timberland in the back going, hey.
What's so interesting is Barack Obama was against homosexual marriage.
He never apologized.
I think
to give him free run.
I think he may have, and in his second term, you know, the polling information said that more Americans were supportive of it. Next thing you know, the White House is lit up in rainbow colors. But but Rahm Emanuel, his former chief of staff and then eventual mayor of Chicago, said that Barack Obama had been pro-gay marriage all along, but if he had come out about it, he would not have become elected president.
So did Hillary and all, like on the border. But let me ask this question for those of you listening. Why not just sit back and maybe defend? Let's sit back and say, well, at the time, we had a bill. I mean, make it up. They're not even making it up. Yeah. They're apologizing out there. Here's more on clip number, nine. Peter Ducey also reports, not only are they going further to the left, remember the story we talked about, Beto O'Rourke, the guy who's a loser who lost in Texas against Ted Cruz, is talking about also, but he says, forget about the apologizing. He says, maybe we need to apologize to the American people. We've got an outdated constitution. Clip number 10.
10 or 9?
Yeah, that would be clip number 9. I'm sorry.
Beto O'Rourke, whose views as a Senate candidate were relatively moderate for a Democrat, is now wondering aloud if America might want to abandon the U.S. Constitution.
Wow.
While trading relationships and security agreements in every continent, can it still be managed by the same principles that were set down 230-plus years ago? The Trump re-election platform isn't expected to be that much different than what won for him in 2020, but when it comes to challengers in the 2020 field that is forming, Democrats are looking at other candidates and at themselves and trying to stand out by stepping to the left.
All right, so here's an interesting question that I like to ask, Roger. Some would sit back and say, well, they're placating to their base. You know, if you had people had an eventual change on some things, if you buy into an elected official doing that, they've evolved like Charlie Crist and Mitt Romney 20 times on the one issue.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Give me at least legitimate reason why. I never saw any of the Republicans apologizing for some of their views. And you can sit back and say, well, look at Trump and look at all the other ones that ran in 2016. They were a bunch of moderates they were a bunch of right wingers. They're just placating to their base. Yep. Well, the question is, if they're conservative and they're placating to their base, I get the argument.
Mm-hmm.
If they flip-flop on an issue, by all means, call them out. But yet, do you think that those on the left will be called out?
You know what? I don't know. And another thing, I'm thinking about probably the biggest change in heart with respect to a policy would be probably George Wallace, former governor of Alabama, who stood on the steps of the University of Alabama saying no black students allowed here. And
Wallace had, I don't mean to take the phrase out to your point, he had a born-again political conversion on that.
Exactly. And he came out and apologized to the black community, met with Jesse Jackson, who said that this guy is contrite.
This was after.
He changed his mind. Yeah, this is back in the 70s. By then, he had suffered that injury.
Yes.
The gunshot wound.
Yeah, the assassination,
and was in a wheelchair. But he said he really did have a change of heart.
Yeah. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, the area of you did it, I'm going to do it much worse, or I'm going to do it much better. Wait a second, you coming after me? Somebody messes with me, I'm going to mess with them. Remember Robert De Niro from the movie, of course, with Brian De Palma, The Untouchables. Uh-huh. Guess what? That's what President Trump is doing. Clip number 15, Nancy Pelosi said, hey, maybe we need to delay the State of the Union based on security issues. Well, President Trump says, if you want to fly privately overseas, then go ahead. But when it comes to security issues, maybe we shouldn't be using government planes. Brett Baer, Fox News, clip number 15.
Washington, the political battle over the partial government shutdown has tonight devolved into a high-stakes game of constitutional one-upsmanship. One day after the Speaker of the House asked President Trump to postpone or cancel his State of the Union address, citing security concerns, the commander-in-chief today denied access to military aircraft for the speaker and her colleagues to take a foreign trip. And he did it an hour before she was supposed to leave.
That's just mean in a good way.
You're not going to out-bully me telling me I can't have my State of the Union address? No way.
Here's more on that clip. Here's John Roberts. He says that Trump's denying Pelosi due to the government shutdown. Don't be flying overseas. Clip number 14.
The congressional delegation, led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was about to leave for Joint Base Andrews when President Trump informed the speaker he was yanking the military aircraft she was supposed to fly on. In a letter, the president saying, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. The postponement of Pelosi's trip came after she sent President Trump a letter yesterday asking him to postpone the State of the Union address.
Here's more on that. Here's another clip, the reason why the president says, you know, wait a second, we shouldn't do anything. If I'm not going to go play golf, which he hasn't, then maybe you guys shouldn't be taking a trip overseas on the taxpayers' dime. Clip number 13.
In pulling the plug, President Trump called the trip a public relations event. The White House insists it was not a tit-for-tat, that the president simply thought the nation would be better served by Pelosi staying home to negotiate with him to end the shutdown.
That is just so classic. But being asked, why aren't you at the table to compromise, clip number 12, Pelosi, I don't know if you can understand this, but was asked by, I think, a Fox News reporter, why are you not at the table to compromise? Listen to her defense. That is on clip number 12.
Earlier today, Fox News asked Pelosi why she wasn't moving the ball forward.
Don't you, as Speaker of the House, have an obligation to be at the negotiating table?
We have gone to what negotiating table are we not at? The last one we went to, I think, was a setup where the president pounded as he gave himself leverage to leave the room. But no, we're at the negotiating table.
The last one was a setup. Do you know, here's more, President Trump, before I get to that clip here in a moment, remember the story that was covered, that we had covered as well, moderate Democrats. By the way, I heard an interesting take on moderate Democrats. I'll get to that in a moment. But on the story of sitting down with the president over government funding to keep the government open or reopen it back up, remember a lot of moderate Democrats said no. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of fear of what Pelosi might have done to them.
Exactly. You know, I still can't get over the imagery of my mind. Here she is with 1 hour's notice. She's on the tarmac getting ready to climb the stairs at Andrews Air Force Base, and she gets word that the president canceled her trip.
Right, or the moderate Democrats, or maybe Pelosi didn't want them to go see them because the news media would have had a field day.
Exactly.
You know, when Republicans differ with Republicans, it's all over the map, but Democrats disagree with other Democrats, that would have made a lot of news, possibly.
Exactly, and she can be even a polarizing figure, even in her own party, to be frank with you. She almost didn't become speaker.
Clip number, where is this one here? This is clip number 11. President Trump says the Democrats don't want to show up because House Speaker Pelosi won't let them.
Many Democrats in the House and Senate would like to make a deal. Speaker Pelosi will not let them negotiate. The party has been hijacked by the open borders fringe within the party.
Before we get to the audience and a lot of your input, are you guys ready for this? This is called a shock poll. NPR PBS released a poll on Thursday. President Trump may have suffered some downturn with some of his base and Republicans overall when it comes to the government shutdown, but one group is heavily supporting him during the government shutdown based on a border wall. It's offensive to brown people. Uh-uh. Latinos in December had an approval rating of President Trump at 31%. According to NPR PBS, as of Thursday, the polls released show that the president's job approval rating among Latinos is at 50%. More on that. Jesse Waters from Fox News, The Five, clip number 7.
Do this. Ron, you ready for this shock poll?
I'm ready.
Okay, this is an NPR poll, so you can't call it fake news.
Okay.
Trump gains 19 points with Latino voters during border wall shutdown. What? I'm going to read it again, Ron. During this border wall shutdown where he's been going to the mattresses for more border security, his approval rating went from 31% among adult Latinos to 50%.
That's pretty good.
I stunned you. You don't even have to say anything, Ron. I'm just as stunned, too.
That means probably the government's going to be open up pretty soon because it's going to get funded.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Let's take some calls. 222-TALK, 222-8255. So here's a question before I get to the calls. 904-222-8255. Are those fake polls? Oh, Ed, I don't buy the polls. Do you buy those polls? I mean, folks, what is shocking, if you want to call it a shock poll, this wasn't from Fox. This wasn't from CRTV.
Some group you never heard of before.
Yeah, this was from NPR PBS. Again, I have the numbers right in front of me. A poll released as of yesterday, the Latino numbers in November were 36, October they were 27, December they were 31. Now they're at 50%. Can somebody tell me why those numbers are up, especially during an area that is supposedly is supposed to be all about racism against those in the Latino community? David, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Oh, hey, morning. Let me tell you, I'm calling you from the land of Pelosi. I'm out in San Francisco.
Hey. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, so I can obviously see how you're trying to protect the president. He's got to declare that the Democrats are united in what? I mean, you're trying to claim that there's splits where there aren't. The fact of the matter is Trump is a con artist, and he's been a con artist every day of his life. And he's even worse than a con artist because he's technically got spoiled rich boy syndrome, you know, where he is as spoiled as you can get, and he was given, what was he given, $300,000 by the time he was 3?
I don't know.
He was 8 years old when he had his first million.
But now, David,
he was a money laundering operation
all right, but David,
from birth.
To be consistent, and Roger will back me up on this, we've been very critical of the Republicans. We don't blame the Dems for not doing anything about immigration or border wall. We placed a lot of blame on the Republicans.
Well,
they ran everything.
America United the Klan and the Nazis live up to the 1776. 1776 says equal justice under the law. United you stand, divided you fall. Taxation with representation. That we the people own this place. And Trump is our employee. And if he's trying to con us, if he's trying to rip us off, if he's trying to shut down government, he doesn't want to do his job.
Let me ask a question.
His job is to run the government.
But based on the electoral...
And he's going to shut it down and take danger to the American...
All right, I guess we can't... I was going to give more time. Based on electoral college, the people voted for Trump. So he is the CEO right now. You don't have to agree with it. But he is the CEO right now. And if you don't like him, you have a board that votes him out. 20 minutes after the top of the hour, talk radio WBOB.
In St. Johns County, I-95 going south right at around mile marker 314, there's a broken down car. 10 east heading toward town at Cassett. Traffic starts to back up. It remains busy down to 95. And 295 north on the ramp from State Road 9B to Bay Meadows. Traffic's busy there.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The IRS will soon update the W-4 form used by employees at their workplace to better reflect the recent changes to federal tax law. The U.S. Treasury says that the IRS will update the form in the coming weeks for the 2019 tax year. Tax planning is important, especially as you reach retirement. And here to help us understand just how important that is XP award-winning retirement specialist Peter LaLiberty from Liberty Advisory Group. Peter, tax planning is a key part of retirement.
It's a very key part of our plan, and most advisors really don't deal with tax planning going forward, but we do. The tax laws have changed and tax rates have gone down. That's provided an amazing opportunity for retirees today who never thought their taxes would go down. So we're looking at things like Roth conversions and tax-efficient portfolios and things like that to help you get through retirement. So a real retirement plan like the kind that we build address taxes as well as market risk and income and everything that's important in retirement. So here's what I like to do. For the first 20 people who call in, Let's do a retirement plan MRI. Let's stress test your portfolio where I can show you where your risk is, what you're paying in fees, and what the likelihood of your plan succeeding going forward. We can provide that for you. So the first 20 who call in and come and see me, we'll do that. And we'll also go over the new Social Security rules and the new tax rules and provide you with a 2019 Social Security cheat sheet and hopefully with a full-blown retirement plan that can literally change your life if you're willing to make some changes.
Peter, that sounds great. I like the idea of stress testing my retirement. And again, you can too by just giving us a call. The next 20 callers, 888-508-2119. That's 888-508-2119. Better yet, just text the word Liberty to 21000. That's Liberty to 21000.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there. We're very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Mostly cloudy today, a high of 73. No rain expected. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 52. Right now, 51 here at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
As you know, we always say this is an anti-affirmative action radio show. We don't care what race, creed, political orientation, political party, ethnicity. You could be 1.1% Cherokee like Elizabeth Warren. We'll still let you call Ed. Just, folks, it's a two-way conversation here. All right. If you're going to make a point, make it based on the facts, not based on some assumption that you read somewhere from whatever. Listen, we talk about issues. We don't hold water for one individual. So as much as we've talked about exposing the Dems on their, of course, you know, they're we've been born again on the idea of not funding the border wall when they have supported all this. We've also been very critical. Roger, our guest and callers we've allowed have also been very critical of the Republicans as well for not following through on this issue.
Yeah. Everyone's treated equally here. Have your say. You know,
we are your 14th Amendment.
Exactly.
We are your Equal Rights Amendment.
Yes.
222-TALK, 904-222-8255. So here's one from Bill. He says, it's sad and frightening that liberals do not have the emotional intelligence to mentally debate their issues from your caller, Ed. Here's one from John. He says, you know, you guys talked about the unsolved murders in Jacksonville. Maybe the JSO detective should watch The Homicide Hunter with Lieutenant Joe Kendra on the investigative discovery. This is a guy, Joe Kendra. You know, these guys that narrate all the investigations they've done.
Okay.
This guy's out of a small town in Colorado, man.
Right.
This guy telling you about all the crimes he's done is like, it's like Barney Fife inflating the crime numbers of getting more funding and more bullets for his gun in Mayberry. 25 minutes after the hour, Talk Radio WBOB.
If you're on I-10 headed toward town, look out for backup beginning at Cassett, 295 North on the ramp from 9B to Bay Meadows. Traffic's busy there as well this morning.
Traffic Report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, January 18th at 7 p.m., the Jacksonville Symphony presents Amadeus at the Times Union Center for the Performing Arts. Saturday, January 19th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, January 19th from 2 to 5 p.m., it's the Winter Beach 5 and 10K Run at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
We're expecting a cloudy day today, but no rain expected. The high 73 this evening will be mostly cloudy, 52 the low. Right now it's 51 here at WBOB.
All right, more people want to weigh in, especially the polls of the Latinos supporting President Trump. I mean, 19% increase, 50% support the president's job approval. And what the NPR PBS people are all shocked. That's what it's called, the shock poll, is that it's happening during the government shutdown. Maybe not everybody's affected. Maybe those in the Latino community sit back and say, because Rogers, if you pointed out, there's a boatload of them that don't like illegal immigration. They want tougher restrictions. Want to hear what you think? A 222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Your calls are coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As the standoff over border security funding drags on, the latest caravan of illegal immigrants from Central America continues its trek north, its sights set on the U.S. border. This group from Honduras now entering Mexico at that country's southern border. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump shouldn't deliver a State of the Union speech during the partial government shutdown. Now the president says that Pelosi should not be traveling abroad while the impasse drags on. They'll march from the National Mall to the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. Tens of thousands of pro-lifers in Washington, D.C. this morning for the annual March for Life. The event held every year marks the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 155 points. S&P futures up 12. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning. I-295 South on the East Beltway near the Town Center exit, there's a broken down truck. And if you're on I-10 going toward downtown, you'll see backup beginning at Cassett Avenue this morning. Mostly cloudy today with a high of 73. We are not expecting rain. Mostly cloudy this evening, overnight below 52. And right now it's 51 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The latest NPR poll, President Trump gains 19 points with Latino voters during the border wall shutdown. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says smoking marijuana for medical use should become law. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to delay the State of the Union address. President Trump delays the speaker's trip overseas.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
32 minutes after the hour. Good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Thanks so much for tuning in. It will be very fast-paced as we like to keep it going with all the latest state, local, and national news right here on Talk Radio WBOB. One of the big news stories out there, Roger Henderson will tell you this one as well. We've been governing it. You do know that in 2016, the majority of those out there, some of you probably supported it, most of you may have, who knows, but supported medical marijuana to light it up. That means in a, not a pill form, Roger, but within a, you know, huff and puff.
Apparently the wording of the amendment that was passed did not say smoking. As Barney Bishop earlier pointed out, it actually talked to just generally marijuana.
Right. But when you think about it, you think it's all Cummins, not in a pill form. But Governor Ron DeSantis says, hey, listen, when it comes to medical marijuana, the smoking part, he says, should become law. CBS Miami says that the governor says, I'm going to heed and go along with the will of the voters.
What cut number?
Well, that's going to be clip number four.
Governor Ron DeSantis is now pushing to end the state ban on medical marijuana that you can smoke. Appearing in Winter Park today, the governor announcing plans to ask lawmakers to repeal a part of the Florida law that prohibits smokable forms of cannabis.
I think the Florida voters who voted for that wanted them to have access to medical marijuana under the supervision of a physician. Whether they have to smoke it or not, who am I to judge that? I want people to be able to have their suffering relieved. And so,
since medical marijuana was approved in Florida back in 2016, Republicans have been criticized for the way that law has been implemented.
So here's an interesting question. You know, we had Barney Bishop on the first hour. He says that he thinks it should only be done for terminal illness. What about for those that have, like, pains from certain areas? You have Alzheimer's. I know that can be terminal. I get all that. Mm-hmm. But remember, the number one issue that's been prescribed is not cancer to the majority of those out there with medical marijuana. It's been because of stress.
Exactly. And again, all the ingredients in the marijuana that has medical benefit can be given in ways that don't contaminate everyone's air. And there's a concern, at least with me, with secondhand smoke.
Okay, but again, mm-hmm. The privacy of your home, you can do without whatever you want in the privacy of your home if it's legal. They're not talking about smoking in a restaurant.
I agree with that, but I'm thinking of children in the home.
Well, then maybe we need to think of children that have some parents that could be arguing. They have guns in the house.
If the parents are walking around with a hunt and firing it off, yeah.
Well, they're not doing that, but you're asking.
What if they smoke marijuana in the house? It's the same net effect.
See, now you're putting me in the position of defending these people that smoke it, and I'm not. What do you say to the people that may want to smoke it in their backyard that's maybe fenced in then? Again, I'm not defending it. I'm just
right.
I understand your argument.
As someone who has a real sensitivity towards cigarette smoke, and I don't like to be around it, being outdoors doesn't make it. It's a benefit, trust me,
right,
than being in an enclosed area, but it's still a problem.
Because Roger,
you still smell secondhand smoke outdoors.
Roger, before I get to the calls at 222 Talk, I'm with you. I have a zero tolerance for drunk people. I've been around them. I have a zero, because I'm like, oh my word, why am I dealing with these people? But yet, I understand, I get where you're coming from, the personal belief with the mayor. I totally understand that. So don't think I don't. I'm just sitting here thinking in the generic view, if you're going to have it, you're worried mm-hmm. about the kids. All I'm saying is now, I mean, we got parents that are saying, well, I got Department of Children and Family Services gets a call from my ex-husband, my ex-wife, or a mother-in-law that I don't like, saying that I'm being too verbally abusive to my kids when maybe they're not. Mm-hmm. I understand where you're coming from, but I don't think the laws can dictate if you smoke it in your house because of the kids. Then what's next? No cigarette smoking? I don't cigarette smoke.
I think it's a good idea.
No drinking. Mm-hmm. I understand that. Wow. Man, Roger's Mr. Big Government today. What's up with this? Let's go to Freddie. Hey, Freddie, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on this morning?
Well, I heard about the polls, and I'm not so surprised about them because most of the people, and I'm one of them, I've seen family come in, do everything they can legally to become citizens in this country, and do everything to better their families. And to have people come in and want to just accept.
Yeah, go ahead. Roger, we can't even hear Freddie because your voice over there is getting in his way. So go ahead. But go ahead, Freddie.
To have these caravans come in and come over the border and say, hey, I'm going to walk in and I expect everything from this country, when you're not a citizen or even apply to become a resident, that's the issue to everybody.
Freddie, can I ask you a question? I'm always trying to use a simple analysis. If I may use one with the minimum wage, one of the biggest complaints, let me see if I can parallel, and if I'm wrong, Freddie, please tell me. I won't be angry. But I understand where you're coming from. But it's almost like the minimum wage. You've got people that, let's say they didn't go to college, but they went to vocational school. They're working at a job. They're making $15, $16, $17 an hour. And for people that don't really have the experience, for them to jump up with them or in line to obtain a $15 an hour minimum wage, is that almost like, can I use that as the same parallel? That would just tick people off that got that wage going down the right path.
Absolutely. It's basically saying, it's like, hey, I'm going to work my butt off, but you don't have to work your butt off, and you're going to get all the same benefits for me working my butt off for all these years.
All right. So Freddie, you say you believe the poll's legit.
Yes, I do.
Now, Freddie, you alluded, are you an immigrant from a Latin American country?
My family is.
Okay. Was there a concern about drug cartels as the reason why your family moved here and then trying to get away from them, and now they're coming in here illegally? Is there a safety concern within the Latino community, do you see?
Yeah, it is, because there are people. I know people that have left those countries, come here, and then when they get here, oh, wow, guess what? Those cartel members are here, too.
Maybe it'd be safer to go back.
So what do they do there?
Right. Freddie, good to talk to you.
They were trying to escape the drug cartels, came into the country legally, and now the cartels are following them.
Sure,
so
but remember,
that's one of the reasons why they're concerned.
Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, in the years of Barack H. Obama, 60% of those that have come here illegally are looking to get on the government dole because they see an opportunity as well. I understand the opportunity as well, but it's not all because of they're being chased by a bunch of, you know, ex-Pablo Escobar types out there. But let's go to Pam. Pam, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hello.
Hey, Pam.
I am not sure if y'all have a legitimate worry about people smoking a joint. Now, they might change things, but the way the dispensaries were set up, that there is a device called a vaporizer, and the marijuana flowers are contained in a small little cup. I don't understand how it works, but it does, and the only thing that is released whenever a person exhales is the steam. I am totally unaware of the content of that vapor.
Yeah, Roger says, go ahead.
But a Medicaid person on SSI, someone who cannot work, for example, like myself, I have an incurable autoimmune type of arthritis, and I am a pain management patient. And I also have, you know, those things cause complications because it's just really degeneration. You have to try to get approved for this, that, and the other, and often they won't approve it. You have to fight for your medication. But the people that, and that doesn't help everyone. However, I feel like that the federal situation does need to change because people who aren't able to work cannot afford to go to the dispensary more than likely.
All right, let me ask you a question. Now, arthritis, you're not terminally going to be die because of arthritis. I understand it, and I think a lot of people would agree, hey, for arthritis, you know, people
no,
type.
But if your arm hurts so bad that you think of chopping it off, you know.
Yeah, but you're not terminally ill. I'm not disagreeing with you. You're not listening. I'm not disagreeing.
No.
You're not listening. Okay. No, I can't talk to you if you can't listen. I was agreeing with her.
My question would be...
Arthritis, you're not dying because right. next year because of your arthritis in your
hand. She's in a lot of pain.
That's what I was saying. I was going to sit back and say, I think a lot of people can understand where she's coming from, that you should be able to have, in a pill form or whatever, usage of a medical marijuana. What I was going to say.
My question would be, would there be any other benefit towards smoking it versus taking it another way?
Well, that's the other thing.
Could she still have her pain managed? Does it have to be smoked?
Well, thank you. I was going to get onto all that, but she kept disagreeing. I was like, I'm agreeing with you. 222-TALK, 904-222-8255, 41 minutes after the hour, Talk Radio, WBOB.
If you're on I-10 going toward downtown, you'll hit the brakes beginning at Hammond Boulevard due to a broken down car, and it stays busy all the way down to I-95. 95 north at I-10, a broken down car, and 10, if you're around the Stockton area, we're seeing especially a lot of delay there.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
It will be cloudy today, but we are not expecting any rain. Our high today will be about 73 this evening. Mostly cloudy, overnight below 52, right now 51 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says smoking marijuana for medical use should become law. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to delay the State of the Union address. President Trump delays the speaker's trip overseas. And the latest NPR poll, President Trump gains 19 points with Latino voters during the border wall shutdown.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email Ed at WBOB.com.
A lot of people weighing in on that. Marijuana is always a hot issue on this radio show. Guns, marijuana.
Race relations.
Race relations. Race relations, guns, marijuana, six issues. No, I'm just you know, when Roger asks, Roger goes, hey, I need $100. No, so let's say, oh, Roger, $200. I'll have $100 worth of 20s, and I'll reflip the 20s, count them over again.
Okay.
20, 40, and anyway, got to catch the joke. 45 minutes after the hour. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, let's get into it here, Roger. Are you ready? Listen, the government shut down. The news media has been all over the map, as you know. I want to get to, let's go to clip number six here in a moment. you know, we feel for people. No one's trying to deflect or upgrade or downgrade. Yes, federal workers have it really made. When you listen to our friend Adam Andrzejewski from OpenTheBooks.com, they get better pensions than the typical worker out there, better retirement. I mean, that's not a put down. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying you have to agree with it. But the question is the media going overboard on their conversations of, oh boy, the federal workers, and it's just so sad for them? Clip number six, A.B. Stoddard, columnist for Real Clear Politics, is the federal workers are really being hurt.
Well, I cannot imagine what it's like. There are millions of people suffering. It's not 800,000 workers. There's a huge ripple effect, and the president's being informed about the economic damage that the shutdown is doing that he owned on December 11th that the polls show Americans blame him for. People are really, really hurting. So
she says people are really, really hurting. So let's say she's exactly correct. I'm not going to say that she's not correct. But where's the consistency here? Clip number five, Jesse Waters from Waters World says, well, wait a second. What about when liberal policies, or it could be anybody's policies, when they hurt like the coal industry, Obamacare, and other Americans? Play clip number five.
Talking about these government workers that are out of work. Okay. And that's definitely sad. But we don't hear the same concern from the media when liberal policies put American workers out of work. War on coal. We don't see all these people saying, oh, my gosh, illegal aliens taking American jobs. Oh, my gosh, manufacturing decline. Oh, my gosh. You don't hear the same concern. I just wish it was as balanced as it is today.
Okay, I think he's got a point. Some would say he's stretching. I've made that same argument. Well, government workers, listen, they're all going to get their money, okay? But where was the impact of Obamacare, where thousands were kicked off, had to get run on state-run Medicaid here in Florida? What about the coal industry? We've heard from a lot of listeners about that as well.
Yeah.
And swing states out right there. And what about the EPA restrictions? Yeah. What about small business?
And those people aren't going to get their money back retroactively, where the government workers eventually will. Of course, you know, you don't want to have someone who's been working hard and they're asked to continue to go to work. They know they're not going to get paid on payday. Their bills,
they're going to make money.
Their bills are due at the first of the month, but they have to wait a couple of months to actually get paid.
But you know what? You look at these days, everything's negotiable. I mean, people will give them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, the bank's not going to destroy your credit whatsoever, especially if, and by the way, you do know that a lot of, and this is not a put down, folks, but you do know teachers here in Florida and other federal workers sometimes are able to obtain better benefits from a bank. Again, this is not a put-down. This is just the way it is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a credit union, and heaven bless them, they can do this. This is their own bank. They can do whatever they want. Sometimes they'll sit back and go, hey, you're a city worker. We'll give you a much more more of a preferential treatment in order to get a loan or something like that. It's just the way it is.
And even right now during the shutdown, there are many banks across the country that are giving interest-free loans to people who are federal government employees who have been furloughed.
Clip number seven, Charlie Heard from the Washington Post, from the Washington Times says, you know, this whole government shutdown, because you hear Democrats talking about we don't need a border, we don't need border fencing, don't need a border wall. In fact, the spend, it's a complete waste of money. Clip number eight.
Maybe they believe that the crisis on the border is manufactured, but the crisis here is not manufactured. Why aren't you here negotiating? And at the end of the day, the big question remains, what are the principles that the two sides stand for? We know what the principle that Donald Trump is standing for right now, which has to do with border security, building the wall, whatever you think of that. What are the principles that Nancy Pelosi stands for and Democrats stand for? They want to save money? Well, they don't have a very good track record of that. They want an efficient, they want a more efficient way of dealing with the border. They don't have a very good track record at dealing with the border. So I think that the political fight here at the end of the day is beneficial to President Trump.
Okay, so he brings a very valid point. Let's be a little bit consistent here. So let's sit back and say, and it's true, the Democrats do not have a very good track record. He can get those over here if he wants them. They don't have a very good track record on the ideas of spending. You know, they're all acting like fiscal hawks now when it comes to a Trump tax cut or when it comes to the issue of spending more in the border wall, but they have no other areas of wasting other money. They certainly on the areas of border funding, they've totally flip-flopped on that as well. But hey, Roger, we call it the way it is. There are some Republicans that, hey, we're all for border security, but yet when it comes to some type of border funding and immigration and whatsoever, Republicans have dropped the ball as well.
They have. I think the Republicans are going to line up, and I think the Democrats are going to see some flip-flopping now.
You think the Democrats are going to cave in? Really?
Especially when you see a hike in the polls of 20 points of Hispanic voters who want more border security, apparently. I think they are going to kowtow to that.
Clip number 7, what Roger is referring to, and this is, you can say it's not fake news, well, because it's from NPR, PBS, but it's called a shock poll. Why is it called a shock poll, Roger?
Because everyone's shocked by the results.
Everyone's shocked by the results. A poll that was released on Thursday from NPR and PBS, President Trump may have suffered among some of his base. They think that this may be hurting him with the government shutdown. But this poll was just recently done in the middle of this, in the month of January. He saw a huge jump among Latino voters in early December. Latino voters, according to the same poll, approval rating at President Trump at 31%. Now it's at 50%. Incredible. Those numbers have been going up. Now, the same poll also asked the question to those same individuals who are Latino, whether or not the president is doing too much or too little, or maybe the right amount, Roger, in working with the Democratic Congress among Latinos. The 50% said that liked him said they thought that he was probably doing a little bit too little.
Okay.
So at least that could be a fair, accurate poll. 32% thought he was doing the right amount. So did you get the other clip I sent you with the Tucker Carlson one?
I did not see that yet.
Yeah, but anyway, but if you get it, remember, we played this earlier in the week. There was a poll that was going on. Let me know if we've got the clip, all right, because I'm ready to play that one there. Tucker Carlson, from Tucker Carlson Tonight. Did you get it? Did I send it to
you? I'm looking now.
Okay. Where they were doing a poll of immigration about groups. You know, everybody talks about identity politics and about this group here and that group there, or which age group supports the president. Millennials may not like him. Senior citizens may like him. But there was an area among Latino voters. Let me know if we've got that one ready to go. This is what we played early in the week, that when you look at the polls of immigration and illegal immigration, some of the biggest opponents of illegal immigration are Latinos that are here in this country. Play that clip.
A Harvard-Harris poll last summer found that a majority of Hispanics want stricter enforcement of America's immigration laws. According to a Pew survey, meanwhile, only 14% of American Hispanics think our country needs more immigrants. Fully a quarter believe America has too many immigrants already. And the most anti-immigration Hispanics of all are those who are foreign-born, less educated, and speak mostly Spanish. Why is that? It's obvious. These are the very people who face the stiffest competition over wages from future waves.
So there you go. So you think you're going to see these polls in the mainstream media? I mean, if President Trump's numbers were down by Republicans, this would be all over. I mean, you got Michael Cohen out there telling people as of Friday morning and Thursday night that the president lied to Congress about some Russian deal. And again, the audience, unfortunately, it's a cool issue, but people are emailing me going, we've heard of this before.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if the numbers had come out among Republicans and the numbers were in the tank, news media would be all over that.
Right.
But Trump gets a high area in a group that, again, he's supposed to be supposedly racist to,
and
his numbers are up.
It looks like Donald Trump is batting 1,000 when it comes to, you know, controversial issues blowing up in the Democrats' face. He saw that with the Kavanaugh hearings, and now we're seeing that with the Hispanics, where you have 20% more support the president now because of his border wall policy than before, and I think it's surprising some Democrats, to be frank with you.
Clip number 12 on the government shutdown, when Pelosi was told, hey, we're not going to let you go get your plane. Actually, it's not her plane, it's the government's plane. Said you want to use a private plane, knock yourself out. But the president says you're not going to be able to use your plane to go overseas until the government gets fixed. Why aren't you staying here? This was asked by a Fox News reporter. Why are you not at the table able to compromise? Clip 12.
Earlier today, Fox News asked Pelosi why she wasn't moving the ball forward.
Don't you, as Speaker of the House, have an obligation to be at the negotiating table?
We have gone to. What negotiating table are we not at? The last one we went to, I think, was a setup where the president pounded as he gave himself leverage to leave the room. But no, we're at the negotiating table.
Clip number 11, President Trump says, hey, I invited the moderates to come over. The moderates now. He says they won't even show up because Pelosi won't let them. Clip number 11.
Many Democrats in the House and Senate would like to make a deal. Speaker Pelosi will not let them negotiate. The party has been hijacked by the open borders fringe within the party.
You know what President Trump should do? He should do the State of the Union address from Trump Towers, dressed up as Monty Hall, saying, let's make a deal.
Okay. I think you're going to listen to him this time.
Oh, boy. And more as the story continues, Ron DeSantis says, hey, if you want to light up with medical marijuana, hey, I'm going to do the will of the voters. I want to follow through more on that. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Talk Radio WBOB.
And if you're at I-10 going east, you'll see a disabled car at Hammond Boulevard. 95 north at I-10, just around the corner, another car's got some engine trouble. And 295 north at Normandy Boulevard, there's a trunk that's conked out.
I'm Lou Dobbs, former CBS chief Les Moonves, fighting for his severance pay, mortgage interest rates holding steady, and President Trump putting new pressure on communist Cuba. Those stories next.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of this stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Les Moonves, the deposed former CEO of CBS, digging in, trying to fight the company's decision to deny him the $120 million severance package that his contract called for. CBS claims his firing over sexual misconduct charges negates the necessity of that payment. Freddie Mac says long-term mortgage interest rates held steady over the past week. The average 30-year fixed rate is now 4.45%. The rate stayed the same after rates had fallen for the previous 6 weeks. The Trump administration weighing tightening the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. It's a move that could unleash a flurry of lawsuits against foreign companies that have invested on the island. The lawsuits could create a huge obstacle to foreign investment in Cuba. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Lots of clouds today, but we are expecting no rain in the area. The high 73. This evening, mostly cloudy, 52 degrees the low. Right now, it's 51 here at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed@wbob.com.
So here's a couple of questions I like to ask you at 222-TALK. Ron DeSantis says, hey, I'm going to heed by the will of the voters for medical marijuana. We're going to let them light up. What if the will of the voters sat back and said, we want to have more gun control and a constitutional measure? We want to have abortion on demand. Would you have to abide by that? I'm not saying he's a lib or he's wrong. I'm just throwing out that question. Like to hear from you coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.